Holiday Kid. Happy New Year's Eve.
I wonder if there's a Jimmy Devine working double shifts at the hotels in New York tonight. I hope so. He'll be a friend to all the clerks at the front desk. Hotel work was my favorite way of making a living as a struggling young actor in Manhattan in the middle to the late 50s. God, a hungry thespian who needed to keep a nice look about him, pay the rent, and woo the occasional dancer, had to stay on his toes. I soon learned the tricks of the trade. An actor could go away each summer to do a summer stock theater stint somewhere in New England or the South, anywhere, where they had an old professional barn theater. It was a good life. You did 6 or 7 weeks of plays. You were treated like a movie star by the locals. Maybe meet a local girl, have a romance, and then you leave her in September and you return to the city and try to find a job to get you through the winter and a new girl. Come on. A boy has to have a hobby. I was very lucky in those days. My first job was typing reservations at the old Sherry Netherland Hotel. In the next couple of years, I came back to the Sherry or went on to another hotel. Being Irish Catholic is the key to securing a position at any hotel in Manhattan. This was thanks to Tommy Donahue. Poor Tommy, now long gone to his rest. Of course, hotel jobs from bellboy to reservation typist, room service, front desk clerk were filled with New Yorkers of all bloods. But the front desk, that prestigious position, a prime spot where you got to wear a snazzy blue blazer with a hotel emblem on the front, a nice white shirt and a dark tie, that was prominently staffed, at least at the Waldorf Astoria, by Irish and Italian guys from the Queens or Bronx. Occasionally a nice Jewish boy from Brooklyn snuck in. But Tommy had a soft spot for us mix. In the passing years, I kind of drifted to the New Yorker, the Essex House in Central Park South and the Plaza, but the Waldorf for 3 years was my longest stay. There, I was taken under the wing of Eric Kalacki, Jimmy Carmody, Jimmy Kelly, and the great Johnny Ginelli. Johnny was Frank Sinatra's childhood friend from Hoboken, who was in charge of Frank's stay at the Waldorf Towers. I was single in those days, and I dated a lot. But to stay solvent, I took whatever slots I could. I'd left home in St. Louis years ago, and I never went home for the holidays. The word got around about this, and that I was single, unattached, and available to fill in a moment's notice. So, for a few years, beside my own shifts, I filled in nonstop for whomever needed a day off. I worked Christmas Eve and day for the Catholics, going from 7 to 3 in the afternoon and 3 to 11 at night with quick naps in the boys' room. At the Sherry in the Essex House, I filled in for all the Jewish guys in Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Hanukkah, and in addition, I learned a lot of Yiddish. New Year's Eve was my biggest night. I never had enough money to take a girl out on a New Year's Eve. Tony's Pasta Palace on 7th Avenue, Joe's on 2nd Avenue, they were not New Year's Eve choices. So I took Eric Kalacki's shifts so he could take his wife to a finer place in Jimmy Carmody and Tony Salamone, who could party with their wives' families. At first, I did these shifts as a favor, until a new guy paid me $20. Well, that spoiled it for the regulars, who now felt obliged to offer me cash. The word bribe was never used. In fact, in the words of Michael Corleone, it was just business.
My lucrative hotel days ended when I met she who demanded more of my free time. Well, the rest of my holidays were spent with her, selling ties, shirts, colognes, and toys at Bloomingdale's department store, where we ate free lunch, holding hands in the commissary. Hey, a boy has to have a hobby, does he not? Happy New Year, everybody. But don't call me unless there's money in it.